We have a project that we are hoping to get a grant for, and if we do, I'm definitely going to get you involved, which is to basically ask some of the top investigators, like we always do, what numbers they come up with once patients are finished with their adjuvant therapy for HER2-positive disease. So we want to present a bunch, of, like your lady. Patient has neoadjuvant therapy, they have a path CR, you give them TCAP. What do you think, after all that, their residual risk is? Patient has 3 positive nodes, they get TCHP. What would you estimate after that's all done? I'm not even sure whether there'll be consistency, but I guess my question is, if you can come up with a number like that,
yeah.
And I'll ask you, for example, let's just say patient with 2 positive nodes who gets TCHP.
Yeah.
Can you just look at it and say, okay, well, this patient has a residual risk of, you know, 15%, and she's ER positive, so we're going to apply a relative risk reduction of 40% to that to get a rough ballpark of what the patient might benefit by.
Right. Well, back when you were practicing oncology, they did this experiment with the benefit of adjuvant chemotherapy. You may remember if Charles Leprinzi did this very famous paper. I think it was Leprinzi. It was the Mayo guys. And oncologists were horrible at this exercise. Their estimates were all over the map. I think that you probably could get the data, because now that you have the control arm, essentially, of trials like AFFINITY and the control arm of N9831 with or without trastuzumab, I think you can begin to benchmark this pretty well. A couple of interesting things, though. The first is that even in comparison to the first generation of HER2-positive trials, N9831, the NSABP-B31 study, the AFFINITY population did better. And that's probably because our HER2 testing has gotten better. We've gotten better at figuring out who truly, truly, truly has HER2-positive tumors. And once you enrich for the really, really HER2-positives and give good anti-HER2 treatment, everybody does better. So the prognosis continues to get better for patients. And, you know, if you look at AFFINITY, even in the node-positive setting, you're talking about a risk of recurrence through 5 years of follow-up of only 10 to 14%.
Okay, so for example, yeah, so let's just take a common situation, as I said, patient with 2 positive nodes.
Yep.
So roughly, what would you say their residual risk is after TCHP?
Yeah, so that would be pretty much the AFFINITY trial, and it would be, you know, the higher end of it, so 12 to 14%
okay,
through
so
4 or 5 years.
12 to 14%, and granted, maybe it's not perfect data, but do you think it would be reasonable if the tumor was ER positive to say, okay, the risk is 12 or 14%, and maybe it's going to come down 4 or 5% if you can get through a year of neratinib?
Well, in the Extenet study, the hazard ratio is something like 0.7. I don't have the number immediately in front of me.
So that'd be about a 0.6.
Sorry, 0.6?
I thought it was 0.6 in ER positive.
Okay, so yeah, so you're talking about a 3 to 4% reduction. The only caveat is, of course, in Extenet, two things. One is a lot of the patients did not get concurrent chemotherapy trastuzumab. And we know from N9831 that that is a better way to do it. I have a lingering concern that if you actually gave optimal chemotrastuzumab at the same time, that you might mitigate some of that benefit of yet more therapy. The other, of course, is that we don't have any data for whether neratinib will be active after pertuzumab, and most of those patients would probably have received pertuzumab. So on the one hand, you can say, oh, sure, each one of these stepwise is an incremental improvement, but it's not clear to me that a tumor that's resistant to trastuzumab and chemo and pertuzumab is the same as if you hadn't given the pertuzumab. But I take your point. That's where you begin to frame it. And so that probably is a group, the node-positive, ER-positives, where you're looking at trying out the neratinib, and the rest of them probably not.